Always, written and read by Maurice Gleitzman. Always stay hopeful. That's my motto. You're probably thinking, he's such a dreamer, that Wasim. What's he got to be hopeful about? He's 10 years old and look at his life. Thanks, but it's not so bad. I've got a lot to be hopeful about. So has Uncle Otto. I can't wait to tell him what I've just discovered at the public library. How it's going to make such a difference to our lives. Mine and Uncle Otto's. No more iron weasels threatening to hurt him if he can't get the parts to fix their cars. Or if he tells anyone about their crimes. Or if he tries to stop them making monkey noises at me. Very soon, Uncle Otto will be one of the most unthreatened people in Europe. One of the happiest as well, most likely. You're probably thinking, somebody tell Wasim he's just a kid. Ask him how much hope a kid like him has got of standing up to the weasels. Has he forgotten they've got guns? No, I haven't forgotten. But I've still got a lot of hope. Especially now there's a person who can help me. A person who knows more than anyone about staying hopeful and dealing with vicious bullies. A person called Felix Salinger. Always be careful in public libraries. They can be more dangerous than they look. If you're lucky, there'll be a librarian who's kind and helpful, who says things like, "Good morning, Wasim. How's the research going? Don't forget to wash your hands before you touch the books." But there might also be a senior librarian who gives you long, suspicious stares because it's a weekday and you're not at school. I'm where I've been all week, at a desk behind a shelf of history books and a big panel encouraging old people to use the library's 3D printer. I have to be very careful. If the senior librarian sees I'm here again, she might start making phone calls. And the police around here aren't very friendly to people like me. It's worth the risk. Public library computers are very good at helping you discover people's secret identities. People like Felix Salinger. I'm reading about his very incredible life. His amazing childhood in Poland in World War II. How he fooled the Nazis just by changing his name. How the Nazis wanted to kill him very much, but they weren't able to. After the way he dealt with all that, I bet Felix Salinger will be able to help me and Uncle Otto with our problems standing on his head. All I need to do now is find out how to get in touch with him. I reach for the mouse, but I don't click. I freeze instead. Behind me, a sound has started. A sound you hear a lot on TV, coming from crowds in football stadiums, especially here in Eastern Europe.